The World Health Organization has approved the use of a meningitis vaccine for infants in sub-Saharan Africa. The vaccine has been given to older children and young adults for the past 4 years. The WHO says the MenAfriVac vaccine meets international standards for quality, safety, and efficacy, and now can be used for children under 1 year of age. It immunizes against meningitis A, a bacterial disease that causes inflammation of membranes surrounding the brain and spinal cord. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says it can kill within hours and poses a threat to 450 million people in the so-called meningitis belt. The belt consists of 26 countries, stretching from Senegal in West Africa to Ethiopia in the east. The CDC says 1 in 10 people will die from meningitis A, even when antibiotics are given, and 1 out of 4 survivors may be left with paralysis, blindness, hearing loss, and seizures. Dr. Marie-Pierre Preziosi is director of the Meningitis Vaccine Project, a partnership between the World Health Organization and PATH, a nonprofit health organization. She says meningitis has been a threat in parts of Africa for about 100 years.
Based on the call from countries, the global health community came about with this project, and the project and its partners developed a vaccine, licensed it, and introduced it through mass vaccination campaigns. So this has been a tremendous success, and populations from 1 to 29 years of age are now protected.
But she says it's now important to extend that protection to infants.
If we just stop there and don't provide countries a tool for sustainability, in 10, 15 years from now, this massive epidemic will return because there will be accumulation of susceptible persons in the population. Therefore, there was the need to adapt a vaccine for use in routine immunization in the youngest, in the infants. And this is the purpose of the current licensure and recommendation.
Dr. Preziosi says the MenAfriVac vaccine offers protection against meningitis A for up to 5 years, but follow-up studies will be done to monitor the length of its effectiveness. Asked if there are any safety concerns, she says,
No safety concerns. These conjugate vaccines are extremely safe.
She says meningitis A is spread from person to person.
The only reservoir is human being, so it's transmitted from one human person to another human person.
The bacteria can be spread in respiratory droplets when a person sneezes, coughs, talks, or even laughs. The head of the Meningitis Vaccine Project says since the vaccine was introduced 4 years ago, about 217 million people have been immunized. Another 100 million are expected to be vaccinated in the next few years. The meningitis vaccine is expected to become part of routine immunizations and given to 30 million infants a year in the meningitis belt. The MenAfriVac vaccine costs less than $1 per dose. The Gavi Alliance is picking up half the cost in the first year of mass immunizations, with individual countries paying the rest. Gavi is a public-private partnership that works to increase access to vaccines in poor countries. After the initial mass immunization, the cost gradually shifts to the countries. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.